Hello, and welcome back to another episode of AI Breakdown. I'm Megan.
And I'm Ray. On the docket today, we've got a paper with quite a title. It's called Many-Shot In-Context Learning in Multimodal Foundation Models.
It does sound complex, Ray, doesn't it? But fret not. The authors here primarily look into how large multimodal models like GPT-4o and Gemini 1.5 Pro can learn better from a larger number of examples.
So we're diving into the world of in-context learning, or ICL. I remember the concept, but can you break down what makes many-shot ICL different, Megan?
Of course, Ray. You're right. In ICL, we usually deal with a few examples, but many-shot ICL revs this up a notch, using up to almost 2,000 examples. And why, you ask? All this to see how these models can adapt to new tasks and domains.
Well, that's quite a leap. The natural question here is, did they find it beneficial to cram in more examples?
You bet, Ray. The results are actually rather promising. Models like Gemini 1.5 Pro take this challenge in their stride, performing significantly better across diverse tasks and data sets compared to when given fewer examples.
The paper also talks about something called ICL data efficiency. So, does this mean that as the model sees more examples, it's getting smarter in how it utilizes the data?
You got it, Ray. Gemini 1.5 Pro stood out here with high ICL data efficiency. This means it gets more mileage from the data it learns from, thereby outdoing GPT-4o under most circumstances.
Now, about batching queries, how does bundling these together impact performance?
Well, Ray, batching queries is all about sending multiple tasks or questions to the model all at once instead of separately. This approach not only reduces costs and wait times, but can improve the model's overall performance under many-shot and even zero-shot conditions. So the smart allocation of resources can really make a difference.
Talk about getting more for less. So, Megan, any particular future applications or impacts from this research that you find exciting?
Definitely, Ray. Seeing the potential in tasks across multiple domains implies many-shot ICL could noticeably shape future AI training and implementation, improving adaptability and efficiency. Plus, the fact that the research's code base is publicly available could further stimulate interesting developments.
That's a lot to look forward to. And with that, we're wrapping up today's episode on Many-Shot In-Context Learning in Multimodal Foundation Models. Always fun to delve into these topics with you, Megan.
The feeling is mutual, Ray, and thanks to our listeners for joining us. Be sure to subscribe for more AI deep dives. Until next time.
Keep those gears turning.